comes young Master Ganymede, my new mistress's brother.
None east to west and in. No jewel is like Rosalind. Her worth being mounted on the wind through all the world bears Rosalind. All the pictures fairest lined are but black to Rosalind. Let no face be kept in mind but the fair of Rosalind.
I'll rhyme you so. 8 years together, dinners and suppers and sleeping hours excepted.
Out, fool.
Oh, for a taste. If a heart do lack a hind, let him seek out Rosalind. If the cat will after kind, so be sure will Rosalind. Sweetest nut hath sourest rind. Such a nut is Rosalind. He that sweetest rose will find must find love's prick. And Rosalind, that is a very false gallop of verses. Why did you infect yourself with that?
Peace, you dull fool. I found them on a tree.
Truly the tree yields bad fruit.
Here comes my sister, reading. Stand aside.
Helen's cheek, but not her heart. Cleopatra's majesty. Atalanta's better part. Sad Lucretia's modesty. Thus Rosalind of many parts by a heavenly synod was devised, of many faces, eyes, and hearts to have the touches dearest prized. Heaven would that she these gifts should have, and I to live and die her slave.
Oh, most gentle Jupiter, what devious homily of love have you wearied your parishioners with all and never cried, have patience, good people. How now,
Mistress.
Back, friends. Shepherd, go off a little. Go with him, sirrah.
Come, shepherd. Let us make an honorable retreat, though not with back and baggage, yet with scrip and scrippage.
Didst thou hear these verses without wondering how thy name should be hanged and carved upon these trees?
I was 7 of the 9 days out of the wonder before you came. For look here, what I found on a palm tree.
True, you have done this.
Is it a man?
And a chain that you once wore about his neck. Change your color.
I pretty.
Who?
Oh, Lord, Lord. It is a hard matter for friends to meet, but mountains may be removed with earthquakes and so encounter.
Nay, but who is it?
Is it possible?
Nay, I pretty now with most petitionary vehemence. Tell me who it is.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And most wonderful, wonderful, and yet again wonderful, and out of all, will God, my complexion. Dost thou think, though I am caparisoned like a man, I have a doublet and hose in my disposition? 1 inch of delay more is a south sea of discovery. I prithee, tell me who it is quickly and speak apace.
It is young Orlando, that tripped up the wrestler's heels and your heart both in an instant.
Nay, but the devil take mocking. Speak sad brow and true maid.
His face, cuz. 'Tis he.
Orlando.
Orlando.
Oh. Alas, the day. What shall I do with my doublet and hose?
What did he when thou sawest him? What said he? How looked he? Where and went he? What makes he here? Did he ask for me? How parted he with thee? Where remains he? And when shall thou see him again? Answer me in one word.
Oh, you must borrow me Gargantua's mouth first. 'Tis a word too great for any mouth of this age's size.
But does he know that I am in this forest and in man's apparel? Oh, looks he as freshly as he did the day he wrestled?
It is as easy to count atomies as to resolve the propositions of a lover.
I found him under a tree like a dropped acorn.
It may well be called Jove's tree when it drops such fruit.
Give me audience, good madam.
Proceed.
There lay he, stretched along like a wounded knight.
Though it be pity to see such a sight, it well becomes the ground.
Cry hollow to thy tongue, I prithee, it curveth unseasonably.
He was furnished like a hunter.
Oh, ominous! He comes to kill my heart.
I would sing my song without a burden. Thou bringest me out of tune.
Do you not know I am a woman? When I think, I must speak.
Oh, sweet, say on.
You bring me out.
Soft, comes he not here?
Tis he. Blink by and note him.
I thank you for your company, but good faith, I had at least have been myself alone.
And so had I. But yet, for fashion's sake, I thank you too for your society.
God by you, let's meet as little as we can.
I do desire we may be better strangers.
I pray you, mar no more trees with writing love songs in their bark.
I pray you, mar no more of my verses with reading them ill-favoredly.
Rosaline is your love's name?
Yes. Just.
I do not like her name.
There was no thought of pleasing you when she was christened.
What stature is she of?
Just as high as my heart.
You have a nimble whip. I think it was made of Atalanta's heels. Will you sit down with me and we two will rail against our mistress, the world, and all our misery?
I will chide no breather in the world but myself, against whom I know most faults.
The worst fault you have is to be in love.
It is a fault I will not change for your best virtue. I am weary of you.
By my troth, I was seeking for a fool when I found you.
He is drowned in the brook. Look but in and you shall see him.
There I shall see mine own figure.
Which I take to be either a fool or a cipher.
Oh, I'll carry no longer with you. Farewell, good senior love.
I am glad of your departure. Adieu, good Monsieur Melancholy.
I'll speak to him like a saucy lackey. And under that habit, play the knave with him. Forrester! Yeah?
Very well. What?
What would you?
I pray you. What is 2 o'clock?
You should ask me what time of day. There's no clock in the forest.
Then there's no true lover in the forest. Elf, sighing every minute and groaning every hour, will detect the lazy foot of time as well as a clock.
And why not the swift foot of time? Had not that been as proper?
By no means, sir. Time travels in diverse paces with diverse persons. I'll tell you who time trots with all, who time gallops with all, and who he stands still with all.
I prithee, who doth he trot with all?
Now he trots hard with a young maid between the contract of her marriage and the day it is solemnized. If the interim be but a se'nnight, time's pace is so hard. Seems the length of 7 years.
Who doth he gallop withal?
With a thief to the gallows. For though he go softly as foot can fall, he thinks himself too soon there.
Who stays it still withal?
Lawyers in the vacation. For they sleep between term and term. And then they perceive not how time moves.
Oh. Where dwell you, pretty youth?
The shepherdess, my sister. Here, in the skirts of the forest, like fringe upon a petticoat.
Are you native of this place?
That's the coney that you see dwell where she is kindled.
Your accent is something finer than you could purchase in so removed a dwelling.
I have been told so of many. And indeed, an old religious uncle of mine taught me to speak, who was, in his youth, an inland man. One who knew courtship too well, for there he fell in love. I've heard him read many lectures against it, and I thank God I am not a woman, to be touched with so many giddy offences as he hath generally taxed the whole sex withal.
Recount some of them.
No. Thou wilt not cast away my physic but on those that are sick. There's a man haunts the forest, abuses our young plants with carving Rosalind on their barks. If I could meet that fancy monger, I'd give him some good counsel, for he seems to have the quotidian of love upon him.
I am he that is so love-shaped. I pray you, tell me your remedy.
There's none of my uncle's marks upon you. He taught me how to know a man in love, in which cage of rushes I am sure you are not prisoner.
What were his marks?
A lean cheek, which you have not. A blue eye and sunken, which you have not. An unquestionable spirit, which you have not. A beard neglected, which you have not. But I pardon you that, for simply your having no beard is a younger brother's revenue. And then your... Hose. should be ungartered, your bonnet unbanded, your sleeve unbuttoned, your shoe untied, and everything about you demonstrating a careless desolation. Are you no such man?
I swear to thee, youth, by the white hand of Rosalind, I am that he. That unfortunate he.
And are you so much in love as your rhymes speak?
Neither rhyme nor reason can express how much.
Love is merely a madness. Yet I profess curing it by counsel.
Did you ever cure any, sir?
Yes. One. And in this manner. He was to imagine me his love, his mistress. And I set him every day to woo me. At which time would I, being but a moonish youth, grieve, be effeminate, changeable, longing and liking, proud, fantastical, apish, shallow, inconstant, full of tears, full of smiles, for every passion something and for no passion truly anything, as boys and women are for the most part tackle of this colour. But now like him, now loathe him, then entertain him, then forswear him, now weep for him, then spit at him, that I drave my suitor from his mad humour of love to a living humour of madness, which was to forswear the full stream of the world, to live in a nook, merely monastic. And thus I cured him. And this way will I take it upon me to wash your liver as clean as a sound sheep's heart, that there shall not be one spot of love in't.
I would not be cured, you.
I would cure you. If you would but call me Rosalind, and come every day to my coat and woo me.
Now, by the faith of my love, I will. Tell me where it is.
Go with me to it, and I'll show it you. And by the way, you shall tell me where in the forest you live. Will you go?
With all my heart, good youth.
Nay, you must call me Rosalind. Come. Will you go?